And certainly, absolutely, maybe even more so, if that's possible. So it is with the statement, all is perfection. I've made the statement before, nothing exists other than perfection. The trouble is, when I make the statement, it sounds like a concept, because it's being said in words, it's being delivered conceptually. But I don't mean it as a concept. Words are limited, I have no other way to say it. So you have to make a leap, you have to work a little harder and hear it not as a concept, but as a living truth. You have to plug into it as it's meant. Not as something that can be understood, although it can, but as something that has to be experienced, something that has to be seen with your own eyes, something that is a possibility more than it is a statement. And it can't be seen, it can't be plugged into, it can't be experienced, it can't be understood with the ordinary conceptual mind. Because the ordinary conceptual mind can only conceptualize. That's your everyday mind. That's the mind you think with. The Buddhists talk about the Buddha mind. The Buddha mind is, in other traditions, referred to as the wisdom mind. That's the part of your intelligence that goes way beyond concepts, that can understand, that can grasp, that can plug into beyond the conceptual level, beyond the everyday mind level. That's the mind, the wisdom mind, that understands when it sees it that all is perfection. It just has to be seen once. And then the wisdom mind says, oh, aha. Or if you're like most people, shit. Who knew? In fact, that's the first thing my mind said. I remember it being said in my mind. I remember the exact words. Who would have imagined? That's the first thing that came. Who would have imagined? Who would have imagined that everything that looks wrong, everything that is thought to be bad, everything that hurts, everything that shouldn't be, apparently, who could have imagined that all of it is perfection? Certainly not me. So I can sit here literally for the next 1,000 years every night and say all is perfection. And if you listen to it and say it sounds nice, I hope it's true. Be nice if it were. It won't mean a thing. It won't change a thing. In a way, in a sense, that's why I'm often hesitant to say it when I hear it coming. Because conceptually, it means nothing at all. The most it can do as a statement, as a conceptual understanding, is give you some sense, some encouragement that you too can see it for yourself. That if it could come to my eyes, it can come to yours, certainly. I'm not the first, I'm not the last, I'm not the only, and certainly you can get to the same perch. So all it is, when I make that statement, is an attempt to encourage you to get there. It's not meant to comfort you. It's not meant to release you. It's not meant to, in any way, give you a certain feeling or a certain philosophical position. It's meant to clue you in, hey, this is absolutely for real, and it's worth seeing for yourself.